This is KCPR, San Luis Obispo. KCPR is licensed to the Office of the President of California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo. KCPR broadcasts in full stereo on an assigned carrier frequency of 91.3 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 2,000 watts as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. The studios and offices of KCPR are located in room 201 of the Cal Poly Graphic Arts Building, with our transmitter located on Radio Hill overlooking the university campus. KCPR is affiliated with the Texaco Metropolitan Opera Radio Network and the California Campus Radio Association. We invite you to join us now as we begin another day of broadcasting on San Luis Obispo's public radio station, KCPR. This is KCPR, San Luis Obispo. KCPR is licensed to the Office of the President of California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo. KCPR broadcasts in full stereo on an assigned carrier frequency of 91.3 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 2,000 watts as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. The studios and offices of KCPR are located in room 201 of the Cal Poly Graphic Arts Building, with our transmitter located on Radio Hill overlooking the university campus. KCPR is affiliated with the Texaco Metropolitan Opera Radio Network and the California Campus Radio Association. Thank you for listening. We now end another day of broadcasting on San Luis Obispo's public radio station, KCPR. This is KCPR, San Luis Obispo. KCPR is licensed to the Office of the President of California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo. KCPR broadcasts in full stereo on an assigned carrier frequency of 91.3 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 2,000 watts as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. The studios and offices of KCPR are located in room 201 of the Cal Poly Graphic Arts Building, with our transmitter located on Radio Hill overlooking the university campus. KCPR is affiliated with the Texaco Metropolitan Opera Radio Network and the California Campus Radio Association. We invite you to stay with us now as we continue with another day of broadcasting on San Luis Obispo's public radio station, KCPR.
December 1st, 1974, KCPR was granted a three-year license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee. We are obligated to make a continuing, diligent effort to determine the significant problems and needs of our service area and to provide programming to meet those problems and needs. We invite listeners to send specific comments or suggestions concerning our station operation and programming efforts to KCPR Radio, California Polytechnic State University, San Luis Obispo. Unless otherwise requested, all letters received will be made available for public inspection during regular business hours.
KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Sunday by request.
He's over there, answering the telephone.
What's he doing?
Taking requests.
No, he isn't. Looks like yoga.
I think he's confused. Look at his eyes.
Why is he playing that music?
Because he's a KCPR DJ doing Sunday by request. Maybe we'd better leave him.
Hey, listen, over there, on those speakers.
Where?
Ah. He can do it. What he said he would do.
He's playing your request. Every Sunday, 6 to midnight.
Sunday by request. A weekly rock show brought to you by KCPR.
What's the matter? Feeling lower than a snake's belly in a wagon wheel rut? The Sears catalog almost run out and the new edition ain't there yet? Is that all's troubling you? Well, treat yourself to the finest in country music this Thursday evening at 6:30. The Lone Star of Country Music in San Luis Obispo, the Lone Star Program with David Wayne, right here on KCPR. That's 91.3 FM.
We're here on the campus of Cal Poly asking students, have you ever heard of the captain?
The captain who?
No.
The captain? No, I haven't. Captain Buffoon?
Yeah, the buffoon, yeah, I've heard of him. Captain who?
Cook. Any other captains?
Captain yeah. Cook.
Captain Antonio.
Captain Crunch. Yeah, Captain.
The captain? Which captain's that?
Guys. I don't remember names.
Well, then, have you ever heard of Jim Allen?
Yeah, right. I've heard of him.
I just remember hearing him on television or something. I don't remember who he is.
He's the guy that plays running back for the Rams, doesn't he?
He's on my mind a lot. I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah, he's on K-Sly, I think.
What Sounds is like this for, anyways?
Then could you tell me, who is Marvelous Marv Miller?
I've heard of Steve Miller.
I'm not sure which Marv Miller you're talking about.
Marv Miller.
I know, he's a disc jock for K-Sly.
Yeah, he should be in an insane asylum, locked up.
He's a disc jockey.
Now, Marv Miller is really Steve Allen in a different name, right?
If you're just as confused as they are, then tune in to 91.3 on your FM dial any morning from 9 to noon. That's Cal Poly Radio, KCPR.
Oh, those guys are on KCPR.
We're back once again on the campus of Cal Poly asking students, have you ever heard of Marv Miller?
Marv Miller.
Is he a comic book character?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all out of guesses.
Is he a singer?
No.
Is he a DJ for KCPR?
K-E-T-Y? K-Z-O-Z?
No, not quite. Let's try another one. Have you ever heard of the captain?
The captain?
The captain.
Captain who?
Are you talking about Captain Buffoon?
He's a DJ and he used to have a hamburger down at Ed's. The Buffoon Burger.
Captain.
The captain.
And KCPR?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear them. Yeah.
It's about the only one I remember right now.
It's all right. Couldn't ask him out.
Okay, one more. Have you ever heard of Jim Allen?
That guy's crazy.
Who?
Jim Allen.
DJ, just the DJ.
He's the captain.
He's the captain.
Who is the captain?
Jim Allen.
He's the captain?
Right, in KCPR?
You think so?
Yeah.
You sure?
For sure.
No.
He has no concept of what reality is.
Oh, I just heard this passing rumor they had big noses, you know.
That's pretty good.
Aren't all those guys KCPR disc jockeys?
That's right. They're KCPR's morning men, and you can hear them any morning from 9 to noon right here on 91.3 FM. Now, what will you say when I ask you, who are those guys?
I'm not going to tell you.
KCPR's Mystery Microphone this week visited the University Union Plaza, and we asked students, have you ever heard of Jim Allen?
Jim Allen? No, what is he, a broadcaster or something?
He's on the radio, isn't he?
He's a disc jockey.
Oh, yeah? What station?
KCPR.
Jim Allen? Nope.
No, sorry, Jim.
Okay, let's try someone else. How about Marv Miller?
Marv Miller, that sounds familiar. Isn't he the man who invented the golf ball mitt?
He's a disc jockey.
There's a station I'm supposed to say, I think. Kate? CPR, I think.
On KCPR?
Yeah, you know?
I don't know him. I've heard of him.
Who is he?
I don't know. Some space case announced on the radio. That's all I know.
Marv Miller? No, I haven't. Is that who you are?
No, not really. Does the name The Captain ring any bells?
The who?
The Captain.
Oh, yes, I have.
You've heard of The Captain?
DJ, right?
Right.
Okay.
Where? Well, what station does he work for?
Some AM station. Plays kind of bad music.
Oh, wait a minute. KCPR, okay.
Oh, what, KCPR or is it
KCOZ.
I believe there are disc jockeys on KCPR.
Right, KCPR's Morning Men, the voices that you hear every morning on Cal Poly Radio from 9 to noon. So you really heard of those guys?
No, I think I've heard of this ad, though.
Well, we'd raised $11,000 for KCPR's conversion to stereo, and we only had to borrow $900 from ASI to do the job. Pretty good, eh, Bugs?
That's sitting pretty, Rocco, but when are they going to want the dough back?
It's the ASI. Come over for the dough. Fork it over, or we're going to fill you full of lead.
I think they want it now. Check the icebox, Bugs. See how much dough we got.
Empty, Coach. What are you going to do?
You sure we're broke?
Pause, Rocco. We're flat broke.
Oh, gotta think of something. Let's knock off a bank. That's
yeah, we do.
No. Gotta do this on the level.
No.
Just a minute. Think, Bugs, think.
You want to use your heater on him, Rocco?
No. Gotta think something better. I got it. An auction. Here, take care of the details while I stall for time.
All right, you smugs. The KCPR auction beginning Sunday, November 14th, and continuing nightly at 6 p.m. If you remember our first auction, we were giving away dinners for two plus movie tickets for only 5 clams. And there'll be more of that if you want to take your sweetheart out for a night on the town. Don't forget, with your radio station, help us get away from the heat. Tune in to the second KCPR auction beginning Sunday the 14th. Oh, we're going to need a new door here.
Who is Jim Allen?
Marv Miller.
The captain?
KCPR's mystery microphone this week paid a visit to the Cal Poly snack bar.
You're going to ask me if I know who Mark Miller is.
Is he on KCPR radio?
Yes, he works on KCPR. Between 9 and 12, I believe.
Have you heard of the captain or this other guy?
They're the morning men.
The captain is, I guess he's a disc jockey on KCPR.
Who is Jim Allen?
Jim Allen is a darn good question.
He plays mellow music, I think.
I've heard him on the radio.
He's a DJ.
Where?
KCPR.
What do you get this in my face for?
Do you know who Jim Allen is?
Yeah, no.
No?
Wait, no.
You sure?
Yeah. Isn't he on AM?
Why don't you get rid of that?
This is being recorded right now.
KCPR's Morning Men, Marv Miller, the captain, and Jim Allen, weekdays, 9 to noon.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Hello again, everyone. Coward Hosell speaking of jocks. And whenever I'm in San Luis Obispo County, I always listen to the one, the only 91.3 jock who has Marvelous before his name. Yes, you know who he is. Marvelous Marv Miller. Mondays, 9 till noon. Saturdays, noon till 3 on the Fun 91 KCPR.
Now we take another trip back in time in the KCPR History Time Machine. Today we visit the chief of the Navajihi tribe, Chief Running Chicken. How do you do, Chief?
How?
No, I mean, how do you do?
Oh, just dandy, buddy.
Is that a tribal dance of some sort?
Oh, the snake dragged belly and wet.
Have you ever seen a KCPR disco dance, Chief?
Oh, I fight many moons, with all tribes, but never with disco dance, Chief.
No, you've got me all wrong. A KCPR disco dance is a dance put on by the KCPR boosters. We supply the tunes for the entire evening.
I don't understand. White men speak with forked tongue. Braves!
Let me explain, Chief.
How you explain?
Well, let me show you.
You make it good, Paleface, or you're going to help with bow and arrow practice as honorary catcher for tribe.
Let me see that tom-tom, if I could.
Say please.
Please? Well, you see, disco dance is a kind of war dance. It goes like this.
Oh, that's not a very good war dance.
Well, you get the idea, Chief. And if any of you get the idea, call KCPR at 544-4640 and arrange a disco dance of your very own. It's brought to you by the KCPR Boosters.
I still not think that'd be very good war dance. Braves, get him!
Maybe not, Chief, but now I'm gonna make like Honoré Disco Duck, who flies swift and sure away from Tomahawk Blade.
Igor, next Sunday, during the daytime when I sleep, I want you to take the hearse down to Shoemaker Chevron Station. It's across from Taco Belfry. The Mount Carmel Lutheran Church is holding a car wash, and I want that baby to shine.
Let me write it on my calendar with this nifty crayon you gave me, Master. When is it?
That's Sunday, December 12th, you fool. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Here's a dollar.
It only costs a dollar?
Of course, you little runt.
Oh, he always calls me that.
Whatever it is. Anyway, we still have all these other items, sleeping bags, gift certificates, dinners at 1865. That includes two tickets to the Madonna Plaza Theater, the Peppertree, which is a restaurant. They've given us two spaghetti dinners. That's right. Two tickets to Madonna Plaza Theater for that. Make a whole evening out of it. And double Beachcomber bills from Slow Motion. So next time we come on, which will be in just a matter of a couple minutes, we'll have even more items to sell. So call us. You know the number, Mark. What is the number?
544-640.
What? 544. You left the four out, Mark. 544-4640. Say it together one more time. 544-4640. Anyway, moving on to bigger and better things. We have all these things for the Williams Brothers sleeping bag. This is a Wenzel sleeping bag. It's insulated with Dacron 88. Super comfortable. Super comfortable. Green in color. Weighs
right.
8 pounds.
It's huge.
Whatever. Anyway, it's big. Right now, the highest bid is $5 from our very own beloved Ed Zucchelli.
The nights are cold in Los Angeles.
Yes, the nights are cold out there. Anyway, $5 is the highest bid for that. So call us up. This is, I forgot about that. Tax deductible. You could buy $500 worth of things tonight, and you'd have yourself a $500 tax deduction.
Right.
Where is Alex Madonna when we need him?
What?
What's with the canned laughter? I feel like I'm on the Lucy show. Okay. I understand that's your favorite saying, Ron.
Well, no, actually, that's Keith Ween's theme song. He tells that to all the girls he meets.
Who is this laughter in the background? Anyway.
Linda Ponte likes to giggle.
We had one item that's been very slow tonight. Do you realize that if you're really sharp, you could buy this gift certificate for $2. That would be upping the bid by 50 cents. Sell it to a music-type friend of yours for $8. You'd still be making $6 off the deal. Can't go wrong on that.
Oh, yeah. Business mind.
I know. My little brother taught it to me. Portable burners. We've got all kinds of good stuff. Give us a call at 544-4640. Call your friends. Some of them may be desperately in need of a popcorn popper. They really need a popcorn popper. And when we put that thing on the auction block tonight and they make us the highest bid, it's theirs.
You suppose Keith Ween needs one?
I think Keith Ween needs a lot of things, but a popcorn popper would be a good start. So go ahead, Keen.
Welcome back to Auction Central. Ron Spalding with Rick DeBruhl, the man who bounces off many walls in the pursuit of auctioning off all
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And that too, the pursuit of donuts.
Can't go wrong. It's a good deal. Don't forget the rotation, the strobe balance for the tires, the headphones, the sleeping bag, the leather purse, the paint roller, the spaghetti dinners, the Beachcomber bills, the gift certificates, and the movies are all being sold here tonight at KCPR in order so that we may raise some $400-$500 to pay off our loan that we took out from ASI 2 years ago, which actually none of us here in the room had anything to do with, but we still have to pay it off any way you look at it. So in order to do that, we're going to raise money. This will be going on for most of the night, so if you have any friends that really need good deals on things, or maybe you just want to turn them on to a good deal, call them up. Call them on the phone. Tell them to tune their dial to 91.3 KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Just happen to give an ID there. And tell them we have great deals all night long. Going to be going on until 9 or 10 tonight at 544-4640. Just give us a call. You've got yourself a fantastic deal. Don't forget all those things we told you about. And I guarantee you, next time we go live, we'll be auctioning a few things off, actually selling them, and we'll be putting a few more things on the auction block. So, Ron, do you have anything else to say?
No, I don't.
Can you top that?
No, I can't. Rick, you're just unbeatable. And now, from San Luis Obispo, it's Sunday by Request with Keith Ween. Welcome back to Auction Central with Rick DeBruhl, Mark Reif, Ron Spalding, our pet dog Wally, and a cast of hundreds.
And Bonzo the Wonder Dog. I said I was going to do it, and here I go. So, Ron, I'll give you the pleasure of sticking that one up on the wall there.
You're telling me to stick it.
That's right. Don't forget it. How many people are out there? Have you counted lately?
Well, Jim Allen's really got a big audience, you know. I mean,
can't imagine why. But all kinds of good stuff, all going to be sold at the second ever KCPR fundraising auction.
Welcome back to Auction Central.
In a matter of minutes, we're going to be selling several of the items that are up on our board. But first, we've decided that we're going to go down and take you on a tour of the famous KCPR basement that was first introduced last year and show you some of the items that we actually have on the auction block tonight. So, Mark Reif, Ron Spaulding, if you'll step into the elevator with me here, just slide the door open, step on in. It's a little cozy in here.
These crowds are too much
for me. I know.
You have to get away.
Okay, push the button there, Ron. Basement. It's a long way down.
It's fast.
Catch your stomach. Almost there.
Really
slowing down. Okay, open the door. If you'll just step right over here.
We haven't paid our power bill recently, have we?
No, that's right. We've got to turn on the lights. Anyway, you can almost see in the dark. Walk over here to this side where you can see off in the distance all the things we've got for sale tonight. Look at these things. Look at they're incredible. We've got things from McMahon's. Look at that. Garden tool sets. But before we go too much further, I think we got to go back upstairs and see if we can't sell some of the things. So if you'd be so kind as to walk on over and step into the elevator with me. Close the door. Are we all set to go back up? No, the power's been shut off. Well, we'll go back over here for a moment. I understand, though. I, off the top of my head, I'll see if I can remember some of the things we've got. If you can call us up in the next minute, bid $9, it's yours.
Let's go back upstairs.
Okay, let's go back up and see if someone's called.
I'm gonna be sick.
Quick, open the door.
Oh.
Okay, come here, quick. What's the highest bid for Pepper Tree? Do we have a highest bid? The highest bid is Chris Johnson has bid $8.50 for two tickets to the Madonna Plaza Theater and dinner for two spaghetti dinners. Congratulations, Chris. Go wrong if you're a girl and you want to wear a purse, if you're a guy and you want to wear a purse, if you want to give a purse as a present.
What if it's not your color?
Well, you might even be able to work out a deal with the Rock Island Leatherworks. They might even be able to trade it around for a nicer purse. You want to throw in some money towards
Rock and Ron for you with diet.
Oh, thanks.
You could use a diet, Ron. Linda Palmtag, our very own. We're going to have a live interview right here with the first person I think we've ever interviewed that's actually bought something. Linda, how does it feel?
Oh, it feels great.
The ice cream or the feeling of having bought it?
Both. Oh, I can't wait to eat the ice cream.
What are you going to do with the paint roller and tray?
No.
Auction that off next week. Anyway,
did you see who walked through the door? A man who couldn't talk before he came here. He still can't, really. But his name is Keith Ween.
The person we've been joking about all night. Keith, accept our apologies for all our jokes.
Oh, well, thanks. So here we have, what, Monty DeBruhl, is it now? Or, oh, the fans seem to like that one. You didn't tell all the people about the big crowd we have here to watch the live action right here at our studios for the auction.
Yeah. We had to rip out all of Graphic Arts. Graphic Arts, now you might remember the Graphic Arts building. Well, half of it was journalism, half of it was Graphic Arts. Well, actually not half, Industrial Technologies downstairs, but we don't talk about them. We ripped out the entire Graphic Arts section, took away all the press and everything, and put in a lot of bleachers. And we have just... Oh, God, we sold tickets at $5 a head, and that was last we had like 8,000 people sitting in the bleachers that are just watching this auction. So let's have laugh, gang, laugh. That's how many people are actually out there. Anyway, something else we're going to sell here. Anyway, the $25 worth of typesetting camera work that's being sold at the second annual KCPR auction tonight. Right now, there's been a battle all night. I don't know how to describe this to you, but between Beverly Brown and a fellow named Craig Montrose, is that how you pronounce it? These two have been bidding for this all night. They started out at $2, and they've been working their way up, battling against one another. Now they're up to $11. Craig Montrose has got a bid of $11. We're going to give them 1 minute to finish it off. 1 minute. So if they can call and bid $11.50, they're going to get the $25 worth of typesetting and cam work, or a combination of the both, for $25 worth, and they'll get it for $11.50. So, Beverly, give us a call. Craig, give us a call. Whichever one of you calls and give us the better bid, it's yours. Beverly's raised it to $11.50. We'll give Craig a last minute chance here. So, oh my gosh, I don't believe this. We've got Craig, and we're giving you the play by play in this right now. We've got Craig Montrose on the phone, and we've got Beverly Brown on the phone, and they're both bidding against one another right now. The highest bid is at what? $12.50 for Beverly. Beverly Brown has bid $12.50.
Craig isn't saying anything.
Craig is thinking hard. It's $12.50 right now. Is it $12.50, the highest bid that Beverly's given us? Uh-oh, Craig's just gone up to $13. Give me the play-by-play on this here. This is getting ridiculous. Beverly's gone $13.25. We don't allow 50-cent increments, but I think this time we should. $13.25. Beverly, what do you say? Come on, Craig. $13.50 to Craig right now. Anyway, all he has to do is go up to $13.50, and it's his. Anyway, we're going to go on and sell something else while they finish bidding on that. Craig's up to $15 now. This is highly incredible. We got to just put the two phones together. We've gone up to $15.25. Now, the thing that they're bidding on, I might describe this to you, is $25 worth of typesetting camera work, or both, at the tin types. Right now, the highest bid is at $15.75.
Craig said 16. This is neck and neck, a quarter at a time.
$16.25.
Beverly just said $16.25.
Incredible. And you heard it first on KCPR.
$16.50 from Craig.
What?
Craig has bid $16.50.
Beverly just said $16.75.
Can you believe that? $16.75 for $25 worth of... They're still getting a fantastic deal.
$17 from Craig. This is incredible.
If you're trying to call at this moment, you can't. There's a good reason.
Guys, hey, she wants to know when they're going to end this.
Whichever one gives up, that's the... If you want to make a final offer of like $20 or whatever, go ahead. Anyway, we've got some fantastic... Hey, we've got a special guest in the studio just walked in. Our old program director.
Who never showed
up. Better late than never. Anyway, I... We're up to $17.25 now for that tin type, $25 worth of work at the tin type. What do you think, Bab? What do you think of the auction so far?
I don't know. I just walked in.
Okay,
yeah.
She can have for $17.25. You got it.
Yeah. Beverly got it for $17.25.
Congratulations. Beverly Brown
there
just
is,
bought
folks.
Herself
$25
worth of typesetting camera work, or both, from the tin type for a mere $17.25.
It's one of the better items we have tonight, certainly one of the most versatile. It's the Hoover Mini Washer, which is a small device that which will be great for dormies. That's not the tricky part. I have a friend who uses this during parties. What was so funny about that?
Jim Allen has a strange sense of humor. He's got this big crowd he's leading with the baton, you know.
I believe it.
The guy is...
It's just the same people who listen to his show.
I know.
Anyway, what this Hoover Mini Washer is also great for, besides washing your clothes, it's a great drink mixer. You can mix up to 2 gallons of your favorite drink. It's fantastic.
We can't say that over the air, Marv.
I just did. Is this a bra?
Yes, this is a bra. We're going to be selling a $48 bra.
Oh, that's
this isn't your normal bra. This is not a D bra or a C bra. This is a Z bra. That's
size,
how big this bra 48. Is. It's size Z. Actually, it's made for a Datsun 240Z. It just so happens in the room with us, we have someone who just happens to have a 240Z. Bat, what do you think? $48 worth of bra.
Yeah, I keep you too busy.
This purse is incredible. $26 for a purse. Bat has his girlfriend with him tonight. She's got this old, wretched-looking purse. Looks like it was made during the Civil War.
No, I actually got that one
from Alaska. Anyway, it's about time you got her a new one. Look at Bat. Christmas is coming up. It's a $26 purse. Right now it's being sold for $10. $10.50. And you got yourself, you got your girlfriend here a nice purse.
If I buy the purse, I can't buy the bra.
Don't forget.
Oh, hey, did you see what they were doing out there in the audience? You were turned around when.
Oh,
they just...
I must have missed it.
You missed.
I'd like
it.
To miss that audience from the Pet Manor.
Okay, Gene Hutchinson. I wonder if he went to my high school.
I don't know.
I knew a guy named Gene Hutchinson. Gene. Is that you out there? Oh, he's out in the audience. Gee.
See, he's tickling all the girls.
Anyhow, the oil and the filter change.
I don't know what we do without Abdul out there really working for us so hard. We have a special guest in our audience tonight. Before we go any further, we've got two special guests. I believe, is Abdul here tonight?
No, he is not.
Did you bring your camel, Abdul?
Yes, I did, but it was hard to get him up the stairs. Camel is not coordinate.
You know, we had a good deal for you earlier. I remember last year you were looking for sneakers for your camel?
Yes.
Well, we had some beachcomber bills, some, you know, the nice two-stripe.
He did not like those.
Oh, he tried them, huh?
Yes.
Didn't make it.
Well, he could only buy them in pairs, and he has two pairs, you know, front and back feet.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, what about the hump?
The hump?
You're talking right up my alley.
This is our other special guest, this Bullwinkle the Moose.
Hello there. One hump or two?
Say the famous line about nothing up my sleeve.
Nothing up my sleeve.
I'm sorry, I can't resist. This is Frank Calabrese, ex-engineer at KCPR, ex-superperson, technician. And who is Bullwinkle?
Bullwinkle is Steve Lamont, who used to work here a long time ago.
I can't believe that, Bullwinkle, jeez. Anyway, they're here to help promote the KCPR second annual auction.
Okay, Rick, I've been investigating this thing with the Hoover Mini Washer. The winner now for the bid of $40 even is Brad Eidman and the Swine Unit Boys. $40 is the winning bid, just closed out. Congratulations, you guys. You really fought hard for that one. $40 for the Hoover Mini Washer donated by Daddy Dixon's.
Okay, another item we're going to... Okay, we do want to explain why this whole thing has gone on.
That's exactly what I was going to explain.
Great minds think alike. Okay, the reason we're here at the KCPR second annual auction is to raise money, some $500, to pay off a loan that we took out from the ASI something around 2 years ago.
Really?
And the original loan was about $900 to help us go stereo.
In order that we can convert this place into the fine fidelity outfit that we are now.
And we've done a decent job, I'd say, so we deserve the money.
Now, Rick, one assumption that I would make here is that anyone who is listening to the auction tonight is truly a fine person and a patron of KCPR Radio.
And
Rick, that
I
just about it. Winds it up for the KCPR.
What do you mean just about?
That second is ever fundraising auction. What do you want
to read? Okay, Mark, I believe.
Mark Reef, the general manager of KCPR Radio, will wind it up for us now.
Hey, thank you, Jamal. First of all, me and Rich just want to run down real quick, thank a few of the merchants that made this possible. We've got Tortilla Flats, Williams Brothers, Sunshine Donuts, Spyglass Shell, Warren's Paint, Premier Music Company, Slow Motion, Scolari's, The Sports Section, Sierra Dodson, Bernice Saddlery, The Dark Room, Hill Stationery, La Dolce Vita, David Musial, Madonna Road Texaco, The Singer Company, Daddy Dixon, Phil's Texaco, McMahon's, The Pet Manor,
1865, College Exxon, Pepper Tree, Burnett's Shoe Repair, Baskin Robbins, Pacific Stereo, Wine Street Inn, Madonna Plaza Theater, Simmers Texaco, Serendipity, Rock Island Leather, San Luis Jewelry and Loan, Universal Auto Parts, Overland Express, Graham's Art Store, Cordettes, Sebastian's, Tintype.
A few special guests we had tonight. We had Coward Hossel, Abdul, alias Frank Calabrese, Bullwinkle, alias Steve Lamont, and Bat Masterson. We'd like to thank the staff members that made this possible. Rick DeBruhl, of course, our auctioneer. No laughs. Ron Spaulding, Linda Palmtag, Alex Wu, Keith Wien, Dave Price, the Morning Men, Marv Miller, Jim Allen, and the captain. And most of all, we'd like to thank all the people that made donations and all the donors that gave their products to help make this possible.
And Mark, I might mention now that if you haven't had enough fun calling us tonight for the auction, you might have some fun calling us now at 544-4640 for Sunday by Request, which continues at 91.3 in just a minute.
Okay, thanks to all of you. We grossed over $400 tonight, which will put us way up there, a lot closer to being in the black than we were. Hopefully get the ASI off our back.
15 cents would have put us closer to the black than we were. Anyway, as you said earlier, we just want to thank all the people that helped to make this possible. ASI is at the door right now. I can hear them. They want their money. So okay. You better, when we call you tonight, you better have your money ready. I really want to thank you for all the money you've donated and all the time you put in and just for listening to us. So,
that's right. Don't forget, all of you did buy products. You can come by tomorrow from 3 to 9 p.m., pick up your merchandise vouchers and drop off your money. We'll take cash or a check payable to KCPR. And that's about all for tonight. Thank you, Rick, for returning. We'll let you know when we have the third annual KCPR fundraising auction. You can come
back. Hopefully we won't need it.
Okay, thanks again, everybody. Now, back to Sunday by Request.
But that's not the way it feels.
KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Did I tell you about the girl down at the cafeteria? Man, what a number she is.
All right, guys, you're on the air. You're on the air.
We're on.
Oh, we are?
We're on.
You're on.
Oh, hi, this is Dave Hardly.
And this is Duke Worth It.
And this is the Hardly Worth It Report.
In a pre-Christmas attack on religion, the Communist Party is urging news media to save Soviet youth from church traps by a more forceful preaching of atheism. The official party newspaper, Pravda, said letters from readers were complaining of a new attitude of reconciliation towards religion in the official atheistic Soviet Union. This attitude, Pravda said, lacks understanding that religion is an anti-scientific ideology that dooms the believed people into a passive way of life. See, religions pursue the goal of strengthening their principles in the life and behavior of the believers, and at the same time trying to involve new souls, and particularly youth, in these church traps. The article made no direct reference to Christmas, but condemned church holidays as an occasion for drunkenness and idling. Dave?
Thank you, Duke. Four incendiary devices, one of them addressed to President-elect Jimmy Carter, were discovered in the mails in New York City Wednesday. One exploded and the other smoldered, but no one was seriously hurt, police said. There was no indication who had sent the packages, Duke.
The Soviets...
Sure got a real moving machine here, Bugs.
Thanks, Yosemite. If it's still moving, how come we're stopping? Because you're supposed to stop your car during an earthquake, Daffy.
Earthquake? Bugs, get us out of here.
We ain't going nowhere, Varmint.
Just kidding, Yosemite. In an earthquake, gang, remember to stop your car when it's safe, but stay inside and listen to the radio for news and traffic reports. Know-it-all.
A public service message on earthquake safety by this station and the California Office of Emergency Services.
Brought to you by the re-elect Phil Edwards for Dog Catchers.
Meanwhile, back on the news scene, the wreckage of a U.S. Agriculture Department airplane, which disappeared with five persons aboard, was found Wednesday in an isolated section of northern Mexico with no survivors, the USDA said. Word has been received from the ground search party that it was our airplane and that there were no survivors. I think I said that. A spokesman for Screwworm Eradication Center said, the plane, a twin-engine DC-3, was operated by the center located in Mission. It left the Rio Grande Valley Tuesday to distribute sterile flies in Mexico.
Jose Lopez Portillo, sworn in Wednesday as Mexico's 60th president, today begins tackling the nation's worst economic problems in half a century.
Wait a minute, Ron. Isn't manual labor the president of Mexico?
No, I don't think so. In addition to hosting... hosting a diplomatic luncheon, the new president was expected to work on his budget, slated to be announced by the middle of the month. During Wednesday's inaugurational ceremony, the 56-year-old former finance secretary invited the rich who export capital and a few of the poor who export their labor to leave if they want, but said the rest of us are staying. We can make our country a hell of a land where life is good. Lopez Portillo said the economic problems worse in more than 50 years need not inevitably mean catastrophe if we put our will to work. Dave?
Thank you. Yesterday in the world of aviation, William Rickenbacker, son of World War I, flying
ace. The Soviets have sent a message. President-elect.
My third.
One at a time.
Sorry. Yesterday in the world of aviation, William Rickenbacker, son of World War I, flying ace Eddie Rickenbacker, was injured Wednesday in the crash of his small plane shortly after takeoff from Westchester County Airport.
The Soviets have sent a message to President-elect Jimmy Carter via a member of President Ford's cabinet, that they will not create a crisis to test the will of the new administration, EZC News reported Wednesday. EZC said the Soviet Communist Party boss Leonid Brezhnev told Treasury Secretary William Simon in Moscow Tuesday that reports about the Soviets testing Carter as they did President Kennedy with the Berlin Wall were ill-conceived concoctions and malicious fabrications. However, EZC noted that the Soviets have made similar conciliatory gestures to presidents since Kennedy, but this has not prevented the Russians from then taking actions considered unfriendly by the United States. Dave?
From the wonderful world of Who Cares, a 60-year-old man joined skater Linda Rheingold on her second leg of her 125-mile trip across Death Valley Wednesday as she made good time on a smooth downhill grade of Highway 190. Dick Gamble, a desert resident, joined Miss Rheingold on his own skates, accompanied her from Mesa Mesquite Flat, where she had spent the night and arrived with her at Furnace Creek, where other desert residents showed up en masse to throw a champagne party for her. Miss Rheingold is roller skating the length of Death Valley from Scotty's Castle to Shoshone to fill a promise she made if Jimmy Carter was elected president. She was hampered the first day by an unpaved road leading out of Scotty's Castle. She took a few spills and traveled only 120 miles the first day. However, she spent more than... She more than made up for her lost time and mileage Wednesday. My feet are not blistered, she said. I'm tired, but it makes a whole lot of difference when people are cheering for you. It makes it worthwhile.
Yay!
I'm not done here yet, Duke. I think we'll make it, she said confidently. We're not here to conquer Death Valley, but we're here to show that we can defeat the elements if you have the determination.
KCPR lose time, 152.
Let's hurry up, guys, now.
We've got the long road ahead of us, but we'll make it, Miss Rheingold, a 2-year-old landscape artist from Bel Air, California, hope to make it to Death Valley Junction before dark. She starts the final leg of her journey Thursday. Miss Rheingold is the only one brief and unexpected break, took only one brief and unexpected break when she accidentally ran over and killed a lizard. She stopped long enough to bury it along the roadside before continuing, and she averaged about 9 miles per hour on her second day.
One more time.
The UMS Maritime Administration said Wednesday it is opening the bidding for the mothball luxury liner SS United States for $5 million. Shipshore Hotel Corporation of Washington wants to turn the ship, which will still hold the transatlantic crossing record, into a floating hotel. This has been the Hardly Worth It report. And now, from San Luis Obispo, Jim Allen does it for you.
What do you want to play now? I think they're over.
Hey,
was that it?
Get a record on the turntable. We got more news.
Wait a minute. I'll just cue up this record
also
right here.
Moving,
okay? Wait, I'll just cue this. Wait, I gotta find the beginning. Is that the beginning?
No, that's the pass band.
Is that the beginning? Now shut up. Here, shut up while I do this. Sons of Champlin on KCPR with For Imagination's Sake. And this is Jim Allen here. Finals Week Madness now continues on KCPR Radio as we go live and direct to the room 229 of the Graphic Arts Building, which is the men's bathroom right across the hall. And Ron Spaulding, the KCPR roving correspondent for this evening, is over there. Ron, come in.
Yes, Jim. This is also known as the... three-seat auditorium for KCPR.
And which seat are you on right now?
Well, I'm not in any particular seat, but I have two gentlemen with me that are currently occupied. Have you ever heard of Jim Allen?
Jim Allen? Does he have a big nose?
Yeah, he does. Have you ever heard of Phil Edwards?
I was just reading about him.
He was running for dog catcher.
So dumb.
According to Jim, he's running for dog catcher. Are you going to vote for him?
A vote for Phil Edwards. Phil Edwards is a vote for dogs.
It's a vote for dogs, yes. Okay, how about Marv Miller? You ever heard of Marv Miller?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Ron?
Yes?
Before we get too far into this, I wonder if you might describe some of the scenery over there.
Well, we have with us two gentlemen that are currently occupied in this three-seat standing room for three people arena.
Do I get to say my name on the radio?
Yeah. Would you like to say your name?
Yeah, I'm Heavy Hubert.
Heavy Hubert.
Right.
Why don't you tell us, Heavy Hubert, what it looks like in here?
You don't really want me to say that on the radio, do you?
All those white things on the walls. Terrible.
He wants to know about those white things on the walls.
White things. The diplomas?
Yes. There's journalism diplomas out here. Sir, what's your name?
Peter Kamenzig.
Is it really? And have you ever heard of Jim Allen?
I think he's my roommate.
Have you ever heard of Marv Miller?
Hey, isn't that guy on TV?
Yeah, he is, sure.
I just had an idea here, Ron. instead of the four of us talking, why don't we open the phone lines right now, too, and we'll make it a big conference call.
Okay.
Okay, so you call us now at 544-4640, and you can join in this conversation over the air. Go ahead.
Jim?
Yes?
We'd like to read some stuff on the wall here for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
All right, excuse me, I have to defecate.
Okay. In here, we have some really interesting stuff. Now, there's something about a Bermuda Triangle. I'm sure you're all familiar with the Bermuda Triangle.
Keep it clean now.
But they wiped it off this week, and I can't see it anymore. Oh, well, they went to the Bermuda Triangle. But Phil Edwards got lost in it. This is one of the things that we want to tell you about. The guys are... you know what they call those things back there, the white things on the wall? Texas T-shirts. Now, we might... Yes?
Nixon T-shirts?
Oh, uh-huh. Jim, do you have any questions to ask right now? Jim?
Oh, are you calling me?
Wait a minute. Now, I'm in the bathroom. We can't catch you in the bathroom when you're
I was on the phone. I have a gentleman with me right now who wants to talk here on the phone with us.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me out there?
I sure can.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just sitting here doing some homework, and I was listening to your show, and you're talking in the bathroom there?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good.
Okay, well...
Guys, have you guys changed your format in the past couple of years and what you put on the air?
For sure.
Couple months?
Definitely.
You bet.
Because I've been noticing you guys play a lot more of the, I'd say pop music more than, you know, the freaky stuff.
It's called contemporary music.
Yeah. We're trying to play the more popular cuts now.
Yeah. And really, I think your station has improved a whole heck of a lot.
Well, thank you very much. Any questions for the gentleman in the bathroom?
No, not really.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Good night.
Jim?
Yes?
Can I also remind you that this is sometimes used as an office for one of the faculty around here?
The bathroom is?
Yes, it is. He's in here more than he's in his office. Consequently, we refer to his office, and we're going to put a magazine rack in here, so
it's easy. Let's not mention any names, though, Ron. We don't want to open up for a libel or slander.
We won't. We won't, Jim.
Good.
This is my office. My name is Nade Nospej. And I really like it in here. It's excellent furnishings. Everything's white and quite pink. Things work quite well. The fixtures are kept quite clean.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. And isn't it difficult for people to see you during your office hours?
No. My office hours are actually 24 hours. I do not lock my door, so I may get visitors all the time.
Uh-huh. But what about the girl visitors? You have to go across the hall to go see them, you know?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
A stunning conversationalist that man is.
Yes, well, it's obvious he forgot a small change.
Ron?
Yes?
I have a special guest with me here in the studio.
Okay.
Oh, can we take a break here and join them?
All right.
Gallagher and Lyle. KCPR Radio continues now with its finals week madness, and we thought that something neat we might want to try was what we call here in the business a hype-off, and that is what we're going to do here right over the airwaves, is we're going to get some of our jocks here at the station together, and we're all going to try to see who can be the best AM-type jock. And you're going to vote for the winner, okay? So after we do it, we'll ask for the votes on the telephone. You can call us up later on. But we'll start off the hype off with the first entry right after this.
All right, this is Buddy Hackett.
And Breath.
Hoppin' and boppin' for you. This is the Fun 91 KCPR San Luis Obispo, San Luis's finest fidelity radio station, with the Bee Gees and A Love So Right.
Those are the Bee Gees on KCPR and Jim Allen's attempt at hype. It's, what would the judges say so far? Nothing much, huh? That's nice. 0-0? 0-0. Okay. That's not too good. That's not too good, Jim. Well, I'll see if I can improve on that, okay? Okay? You ready? Rockin' Ronnie with Elvin Bishop and the story of Jim Allen and his love life. Yes, it's a well-known fact that Jim Allen's had many problems over the years, but the guy is, well, he's incredible. He's come up... The guy's story now, you think Phil Edwards is a good dog catcher? Well, Jim Allen fell in love with a dog. Yes, this is true. This is the story of Jim Allen and how he fooled around and fell in love. Elvin Bishop and I fooled around and fell in love, and since I didn't do too well in that first one, they're giving me a second chance. We also have a second chance to hear Jim Allen and some of the others, but they're giving me a second chance to do this, and I'm supposed to do it right. Okay, guys? Rockin' Ronnie asking that question for the man who lives in GA229. When in the heck do you ever leave that John? Huh?
When I wake up in the morning,
pulling his good jeans on there, talking about none other than Rockin' Ron Spalding there. It's David Wayne here with you on the KCPR Fun 91, about 3:15 here in the city of San Luis Obispo, having a good time just playing the finest in music. Got the Eagles now, flying like a bunch of high birds, just playing the music for you, right here on the Fun 91 KCPR San Luis Obispo. Eagles and Lion Eyes here on KCPR San Luis Obispo. David Wayne still with you here at 3:22 on KCPR. And just hope you, if you're still up with us, that your eyes aren't lying about how tired you are. We hope you're enjoying the music, and we're having a hype contest right now, and that's what I'm participating in. And so with that,
this Saturday night.
That's a Central Rehabilitation Clinic talking about disabled persons. I always take a special interest in those announcements, especially at times like this when I'm trying so hard to do something and just can't seem to work it out. This is Amazing Rhythm Aces, and the end is not in sight. Very appropriate right in this time before finals here at Cal Poly. You're listening to KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Yes, I knew it all along.
Good evening. This is KCPR San Luis Obispo. The KCPR engineering staff is keeping the station on to conduct tests. The engineering staff is very concerned about the quality of signal we send to you, the listener. In sight of this concern, we are working tonight on the audio processing equipment at our transmitter site. Music has two very important aspects, that of the notes played and of the silence between those notes. The FCC has set standards for how silent FM stations are to maintain their signals. They've set a requirement that noise be better than minus 60 dB below the normal operating level of the station. Here at KCPR, we try to go a bit better than that. We are concerned that the silence, a very important part of music, the silence between the notes be as quiet and as non-existent as possible. In lieu of this, we are working on our Volumex audio processing equipment at the transmitter site. When we conducted proof of performance about, I think that was 2 months ago, the noise level was minus 63 dB, a very acceptable figure. Recently, the noise figure has taken a turn for the worst. In light of this, we are going to leave the carrier on tonight so that we may work on making the station as quiet as possible. This silence is most important here at KCPR. Some stations are not as concerned with the silence as we. Some stations, whose call signs we will not mention, are not concerned with silence at all. In fact, at their recent proof of performance, their engineer had to read the meter somewhat askew in order to make the measurements exceed the FCC requirements. So, now, in our continuing effort to bring you the finest fidelity FM stereo in the San Luis Obispo area, we bring you Silence. That concludes our silence for the evening. We hope you've enjoyed the silence. And now we make another attempt to get out of it for this evening. You've been listening to Silence on KCPR San Luis Obispo, the finest fidelity FM stereo station in the San Luis Obispo area. We hope you enjoyed the silence this evening. We wish you to know that we have discovered almost where the problem lies and will be remedied it in the near future. So, once again, you've been listening to Silence on KCPR San Luis Obispo. Have a pleasant good night and good morning.
Coming to Cal Poly this Sunday evening, January the 16th, Tim Weisberg, along with the comedy team of Edmonds and Curly. You've probably heard music from Tim's most recent albums, Live at Last and Listen to the City, right here on KCPR, and we're sure that this will be a concert that you just won't want to miss. Seating will be festival style, so bring your own pillow. There'll be two shows, 7 and 10 p.m., and tickets are still available for both of them. Cost for the tickets is $4 in advance and $5 at the door, and are available only at the information desk at the University Union here at Cal Poly. This concert is open only to Cal Poly and Cuesta students and their guests over 18 years of age. Be sure to join Tim Weisberg and his electric flute for an evening of his very special music this Sunday, January 16th, in Chumash Auditorium.
This is Tim Weisberg.
We could play on the bill with a Dave Mason or a Cheech and Chong or Buffy St. Marie or the Guess Who, which are pretty widely varied pop audiences, and have no problem, you know, to play something that is so quiet that you can hear everybody breathing almost in front of a rock and roll audience, a screaming and yelling. I mean, I can remember promoters coming out and saying, play all the loud stuff, play all the loud stuff, because they thought there would be a riot or something, because we were the opening act. Tim who? We came to see Dave Mason. And that wasn't the case.
That was Tim Weisberg 2 years ago in a live interview here at the KCPR studios. Tim will be here again this Sunday before his concert appearance here at Cal Poly. So before you go to the concert this Sunday, tune in to 91.3 FM, KCPR.
Hi, this is Tim Weisberg, and when I'm in town, I listen to KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Edmonds and Curly for
KCPR 91.3 FM on your dial.
And this is the radio station to listen to if you live within three blocks. Also, here is the number you can call, 544-4640. Plumbing services by Roeder, Curly, and Edmonds Reuter.
ASI Concerts presents Sunday, January 30th at 8 p.m. in the Cal Poly Gym, an evening with Dave Mason. Tickets are now on sale at the University Union ticket window daily between the hours of 10 and 2. The cost is $6 in advance, $7 at the door. The show is open to all Poly, Cuesta, and Hancock College students and their guests over 18. ID will be required at the door. No food, drinks, or smokes, please. That's Sunday, January 30th for Dave Mason, live at Cal Poly. Get your tickets now. Give me some direction.
You know you're my connection.
Hi, I'm Wolf, and I'd like to cue you into something new happening here on KCPR. It's called the 1 O'Clock Club, and it takes place every Friday night, or early Saturday morning if you prefer, at 1 a.m. Now maybe you're asking yourself, what is this 1 O'Clock Club business? Well, actually, it's a new album played through in its entirety without any interruptions or breaks. Join me, The Wolf, each Friday night at 1 for 91.3's 1 O'Clock Club, just one of the ways KCPR serves you better.
problem in the game, Randy. February 12th will go down in history like Little Bighorn.
I just hope we aren't Custer. Well, what? Kelly, what are your final closing comments on your chances, albeit slight, but your chances in tonight in the game?
Our slight chances will probably be bigger than you guys realize, and we'll see what happens.
That was KCPR personality Jim Allen and women's volleyball player Kelly Hickson talking about the game of the century. Hi, this is the captain personally inviting you to view history as the KCPR personalities meet the women's volleyball team in basketball Saturday, February 12th, just before the Cal Poly Cal State LA game at Crandall Gym. Game time is 6 p.m., so make plans for Saturday, February 12th. Basketball at its craziest.
No problem in the game, Randy. February 12th will go down in history like Little Bighorn.
So you definitely think that Jim is full of Cool Whip, right?
Definitely. I mean, that's not even nice to say.
What's up, Doc?
What is up, Doc? We're here with Dr. Animated, noted cartoon specialist. Hello, Doctor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Animated. What brings you here?
Well, I work here, Doctor. I thought you just came in to explain about the Tau Beta Pi Cartoon Festival.
Yeah, it's the Tau Beta... That's how you pronounce it?
Yes, Tau Beta Pi, Doctor.
I always hated Latin.
I thought it was Greek, Doctor.
Anyway, it's supposed to be February 26th, which is this Saturday night.
Yes.
And there are going to be two show-ins at 7 and 9:30.
I see, and how much and where is it, Doctor?
Well, it's going to be at the
Shumash Auditorium,
and it's going to cost only 75 cents. Really a pretty good deal.
Thank you, Doctor. And what cartoons will be shown in the festival?
We have what we feel are the real classics. The Bugs Bunny.
The real biggies?
The biggies. Bugs Bunny, a star he is. Sylvester and Tweety Bird, which is one of my favorites. Roadrunner.
The little guy that runs around and goes, beep, beep. Yes, I see.
And the Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther is being included. I wasn't aware that the Pink Panther had been added to the cartoon circuit, but he will be here in the Tau Beta Pi Cartoon Festival this Saturday, February 26th. Thank you, Doctor. That's 7 to 9:30 in Shumash, and only costing 75 cents.
Be sure to be there.
Moon over Morocco.
In reality, there is no such thing as death. There is no such thing as the cessation of individual intelligence. What we name death is but a stage in the orderly evolution of life. From this, the physical plane, it is death or departure. But viewed from the astral world, it is arrival. Death and departure from one plane is simply birth or arrival upon another. You see?
Moon over Morocco is a daily mystery serial brought to you each week, Monday through Friday.
The NC2A Western Regionals are coming to Cal Poly. And it couldn't be a better time for Jay Burks, Scott Humphrey, and myself, Randy Baker, to have wrestling coach Vaughn Hitchcock as our guest on the Sports Magazine show. Hitchcock and his team will be going for their third straight regional title, and it'll be interesting to see how he's going to do it with a team that's been plagued with injuries all year. So tune in to KCPR Wednesday night, March 2nd at 6:15 for another great sports show on KCPR.
Join the KCPR Public Affairs Department this Monday night for Open Channel. Open Channel is KCPR's call-in talk show, and this week's special guest will be Larry Fisher, General Manager of KSBY-TV. Mr. Fisher will be talking about both San Luis Obispo and network television, and will answer listener questions. That's this Monday night, March 7th, for Open Channel, immediately following the 6 o'clock news.
Remember me? I'm Bruce Queen, and I play nose guard for the Kiwiyama Condors.
This is KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
returning to the airwaves for another day of fun and merriment.
The programming department of KCPR regrets to inform our listeners that the popular quiz program, Testing 1-2-3, will not be aired tonight.
You will listen! You will call in! And most of all, you will like it!
Captain Quirk, we're getting something strange from San Luis Obispo.
Who are those guys? You don't know either? Well, tune in April 1st and find out, because they're all going to be back April Fool's Day on KCPR, when everything you know is wrong.
My name is Abdul Kazudis, and I have transported my body to the United States.
This is KCPR San Luis Obispo
with another hit sound replay.
Batman, this is the commissioner.
More music! KCPR!
It's Peter and Gordon filling your fort.
I fight many moons with all tribes, but never with Disco Dance Chief.
Remember all those guys? Well, if not, you will April Fool's Day, because they'll all be back on KCPR when everything you hear is wrong. Remember what you used to hear?
Another hit sound replay on KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Oh, that's good. And for all our lady listeners, Tom Jones with an operation.
Evolving, changing, listen to the new 91 KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Perhaps I could interest you in a few thousand gallons of oil.
More music, KCPR-FM.
Well, tough luck. Whether you like it or not, you're going to hear it all again April Fool's Day on KCPR. Don't forget, everything you hear is wrong.
Well, we're going to get back into music on KCPR. I'm rocking Ralphie, rocking and rolling, hopping and bopping, booging soon with a super saturating stereo signal just for you.
XCPR, Guadalajara.
KCFS-TV, San Luis Obispo.
Don't be alarmed. Remain calm. The red light on your stereo is not an indication of low oil pressure. It's us.
Super hit three, hit three, hit three.
Tommy Knight, BJ Gunther, KCPR.
Who are those guys? You don't know either? Well, tune in April 1st, because I'll all be back for April Fool's Day on KCPR, where everything you know is wrong. Remember what you used to hear?
KCPR Public Radio, what you want to hear.
Hey, I'm Bruce Queen, and I play nose guard for the Cuyama Condors.
Broadcast on the assigned carrier frequency of 91.3 megahertz. Ooh. With the bombastic power of San Watts.
Perhaps some sneakers for my camel joy?
Well, whether you liked it or not, you're going to hear it all again April Fool's Day on KCPR, when everything you hear is wrong.
Coming to Cal Poly, Saturday, May 14th, the Marshall Tucker Band.
Can't see. Can't see. What's up?
That's right, ASI Concerts, a Pacific presentation to bring you Under the Sun in Mustang Stadium. The gates open at 11 o'clock, rain or shine, and everyone 18 or older is invited. Don't forget, no alcohol, drugs, bottles, cans, knives, or dogs. Also appearing with Marshall Tucker in the tradition of the Allman Brothers Band, Sea Level.
Shake a leg, mama, 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 shake a leg.
Tickets are $6.50 for Poly students and $7.50 for general admission and are available in San Luis Obispo at the University Union Ticket Office, Cheap Thrills, and the Record Exchange, in Paso Robles at Payne's Music, and Santa Maria at Cheap Thrills and Hancock College, in Arroyo Grande at Sight and Sound, in Morro Bay at the Coalesce Bookstore, in Los Osos at the Rainbow Sandwich Shop, and in Atascadero at Numero Uno Records. And down from the Bay Area, the Sons of Champlin.
Gonna have a good time, good time, good time, good time, yeah. Ever since I met you, baby, my mind is spinning around, trying to figure out what you're doing to me. Fire on the mountain, lightning in the air.
That's Under the Sun, Saturday, May 14th, with Marshall Tucker, Sea Level, and the Sons of Champlin, brought to you by ASI Concerts and Pacific Presentations.
Thank you.
The KCPR roving reporter takes you today directly to the men's shower room of an unnamed Cal Poly dorm. Excuse me, young man, but what are you doing?
Hey, this is the men's shower room. What are you doing here?
Please, just a few minutes of your precious time. Why are you doing a one-armed handstand in the shower?
I'm getting ready for the arm wrestling tournament next Tuesday and Thursday, May 17th and 19th.
Arm wrestling? Skinny you?
Yeah, you can do it too.
What? Do a one-armed handstand in the shower?
No, silly. You can sign up for the arm wrestling tournament sponsored by the Cal Poly Recreation Majors. There's both a men's division and women's division. It's open to all students and staff and faculty. I'm challenging my bioscience professor, and boy, is she something else. Whoa, I almost lost my balance.
Okay, that's the arm wrestling tournament, Tuesday and Thursday, May 17th and 19th, in the Union Plaza from 11 to 12, right?
Right. Now, can you please hand me a towel?
In the tradition of fine Southern rock and roll comes a new band from Jacksonville, Florida. Listen to 38 Special. Here we come, man. If you like their sound and want to win a 38 Special album, listen for the Cannon Shot and be the first caller at 544-4640. Albums provided by A&M Records for promotional consideration only.